Hackers are certainly becoming more aggressive, our vital systems and networks, including banks, increasingly more vulnerable. So just how safe is this vital data? Joining us live is former Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff, who's now the owner and co-founder of the Chertoff Group. Secretary, it is wonderful to have you with us on WTOP. Thanks for joining us.
Happy to be on this very cold day.
You know, you think about the cold, and we realize how important it is to have power and have gas and all those things that come in from our utilities. But even the utilities now are being hacked, and there are dangers associated with, you know, a cyber war that some say has already begun.
Well, that's right. And there's been reporting about efforts being made to penetrate our various critical infrastructure systems, whether it's water systems, power, communication. Remember, in many cases, the actual operation of the system itself depends upon data that's held in computers or that actually is open to the internet. And that creates a level of vulnerability, which I think we're now beginning to take very seriously.
Is there a solution or a defense that's just not being acted on quickly enough?
Well, the challenge is that there isn't any single solution or defense. There are many different ways to penetrate systems, and that therefore the solution involves a lot of different dimensions. Some of it involves just upgrading your firewalls and your various protections against malware. Some of it involves deciding who gets to have what privileges on the network, because the more people that can be on the network and change it and penetrate it, the more vulnerability you have. Some of it involves what ought to be connected and what ought to be disconnected. So there's a range of things you have to do to mitigate the risk, which we now face increasingly.
What about this issue that, you know, let's say you do all the right things at home in your personal computer, and you've got all of the right anti-spyware on there and everything you're supposed to do, but you go and you swipe your credit card at some store, and they are not as, let's say, up-to-date as they should be in protecting their systems. We're vulnerable in a lot of different ways.
That's right. And the key here is what we call interdependency. It's not just enough to make sure that you are managing your own systems. You're dependent on everybody else. You're dependent on other people for your communications, for your water, for your power, whether they safeguard your financial data. There have been very significant cases in which literally millions of dollars have been stolen because of data that was captured through credit card transactions. And that's one of the reasons I think that we're looking at how do you create a society-wide level of what we call cyber hygiene so that we can all rely upon each other to do what we need to do to protect our networks?
Well, I hope the managers of our utilities and our banks and all of our systems listen to what you're saying and take your advice and do something. Good to talk to you this morning.
Good to talk to you. And the good news is I think people are paying more attention and we're making some progress.
Good. Hope we stay ahead of the game. Former Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff with us.